Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. This is a look at Mars rising from the underworld. That is happening on June 20th, right in the summer solstice time, the June solstice time. June 20th, 2013. This is after Mars's long journey in the underworld that began in February of 2013. And also what happened around the same time Venus was traveling into the underworld. They actually entered the underworld around the same time, though Venus did rise into the evening sky on May 6th, 2013. Also, when Venus and Mars were traveling in the underworld, they were together and they made their conjunction and their connection with the sun in March and April of 2013. And now Mars is finally getting ready to emerge from its long underworld initiation. I'll speak to what that means in just a moment. But just to reiterate that Venus and Mars traveling in the underworld together only happens about every 6.5 years. It happened 6.5 years ago in 2006. Venus and Mars made their exact conjunction with the sun in late October, early November of 2006, and then made their respective rises sometime after that, when Venus rose into the evening sky and Mars rose into the morning sky. So whenever they come up out of the underworld after being in the long underworld, well, Mars is only in a long underworld, and Venus can be in the short underworld or the long underworld, depending, because she's never more than 48 degrees from the sun. So she actually conjuncts the sun when she's retrograde and then rises as a morning star to start a new cycle. This is Venus rising into the evening sky is the end of her journey and where she's doing the integration work around the initiation that she has just gone through. Mars rises into the morning sky and to do the same. And basically the long underworld journey, the initiation of death and rebirth, and then the sacred masculine rising up into the morning sky to begin the integration phase, to begin working with the initiation that has just taken place, and to integrate that and to find ways to express that will be beneficial to, we could say, like from the perspective of the hero's journey, this would be the return journey. Mars is returning and is bringing back the gifts from the initiation process that the sacred masculine has been through. So something just to remember is that Mars began this journey in March of 2012 and rising as a evening star opposite the sun in early March of 2012. I think it was March 3rd of 2012 that cycle began. And this cycle lasts until April of 2014 when Mars again rises as the sun sets. So from now until April of 2014, Mars is in the integration phase of its current journey, beginning to integrate the power and intensity of this meeting with the sacred feminine, with the sun being the source of light and life for the planet, and integrating the new ways that the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine come together to support one another. Mars began its journey in March of 2012 in the sign of Virgo. That is the overarching archetype. Even though Mars is rising up from the underworld in the sign of Gemini, began the journey in Virgo. And so it is the aspect of the masculine, Virgo aspect of the masculine, that's being integrated into the collective psyche of humanity for the 2 years, almost 26 months. It's really 25 months in this particular cycle that Mars is doing this journey. Mars in Virgo is in absolute service to the sacred feminine. Mars in Virgo is dedicated to serving the goddess or serving the priestess or serving the divine feminine when it's a healthy expression of Mars in Virgo. He's rising up to find new ways to help her, to support her. And one thing we can know about this is that Mars in Virgo, the priest energy, the sacred masculine expression through Virgo, realizes and understands that its greatest, most spiritual experience and greatest service to spirit is in serving the divine feminine and helping her to go where only she can go. And the gift to the sacred masculine is that when he is able to do that and support her, then he gets to go too. He can't go on his own. And really, ultimately, she can't either. She really needs the support of the divine masculine, that sacred space holder, the one who can be there to support her as she is journeying into new realms and dimensions and into places that have not been visited for a long time, especially if we consider that the feminine principle has been very repressed and suppressed over the last few thousand years by the patriarchal culture. So it is the return of the divine feminine. Venus is in the evening sky, integrating her journey, and her overarching theme was Gemini. So interestingly, Mars rises up in Gemini to support the Gemini goddess to experience her greatest freedom. And in so doing, then, is able to integrate and to empower his underworld journey, dying to all that no longer served, that shamanic death and rebirth process, and being reborn into a stronger, healthier expression of the sacred masculine as a priest, as one who honors the earth, as one who holds all of life as sacred, honors life as sacred, and performs the functions of the ceremonies and the timings that support the sacredness of life and being in balance with the sacred timings. So this time of Mars rising up at the solstice, at the time of the summer solstice, when there's the greatest amount of light on the planet, really is a beautiful symbol speaking to the light and to the renewal that Mars is experiencing and is bringing with as he emerges from his underworld journey. And the connection between the divine feminine and the divine masculine that was made in the underworld with the sun, with the light energy. And so an infusion of light coming into both the divine feminine and masculine expressions as they continue to dance together and to figure out how to work in greater relationship, conscious equal partnership with one another, to support one another in having their greatest experience, their most sacred experience, and how to bring that sacred expression more fully into whatever is being activated in the middle world reality. So the this journey of Mars in as the morning star will last until next April, going through many different variations and configurations and gathering wisdom, maturing, and then reaching an elder phase of integration that's still yet to come. For right now, it's time to celebrate the sacred masculine coming up out of the underworld in the not far from Jupiter, actually, Jupiter and Mars together with the sun, and Mars just becoming visible in the morning sky. So if you're up early and you have a low horizon, you may get to see Mars shining dimly in the pre-dawn light. And so if you do get to see that, that's a great thing. Now Mars will become more and more visible as the weeks pass. So in celebration and honor of the rising of Mars, it's a great time to do a sacred ceremony and an intention to connect with your inner masculine if you're a woman, or to connect with your emerging masculine identity, the expression of the masculine that you're here to be, as Mars rises up to begin a new life, born anew, renewed, reborn, and re-energized and inspired as the sacred priest who honors life as sacred.